This week's title reading is called Ha'azinu, which is a very short reading and a very powerful one, because Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, is rebuking the Jewish people before they enter the land of Israel. Now, we do find the exact same words that he uses, but in reverse order. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu, he said in Hebrew, Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adabera, listen the heavens and I will talk. And hear the earth, the words of my mouth. And we find in the beginning of Isaiah, he says the exact opposite expression. He says, Shimu Shomaim Vadabera, hear heavens and I will talk. Ve'azini Eretz, and now listen the land. So Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding this, the heavens, he used the word listen. Regarding the earth, he used the word hear. And Ishaya did the opposite. Regarding the heavens, he used the word hear. And regarding the earth, he used the word listen. Why is this change? So there are a few explanations. The simplest explanation is, since both Moshe and Ishaya were making the heavens and the earth witnesses that the Jewish people has to behave and so on, there's a promise and there's a covenant with God and so on, so therefore, both witnesses, the heavens and the earth, had to listen exactly the same idea that they were being witnesses of. So the heavens heard, listen and hear, and the earth heard, listen and hear, both. Because after all, listen is something that means closeness, and hear means something that means further. And therefore, Moshe, who was close to the heavens, he said to the heavens, listen, and to the earth, hear. And Ishaya, who was closer to the earth, a lower level in prophecy than Moshe Rabbeinu, as we will explain in a minute, he said to the heavens, hear, and to the earth, he said, listen. What is this thing of levels of prophecy? The truth is, there are infinite levels of prophecy. Each prophet had his own level, so to speak, in a way that God reveals to the prophet. The prophet means, in Hebrew, it's called Navi. Navi comes from the word Niv Sfasaim, a person that has an expression in his lips. The prophets expressed godliness through their lips, through their movements and so on, through their prophecy. Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest of the highest of the prophets, to the point that when he prophesied using the word this. This is what God said and so on. In Hebrew, the. But Ishaya, who was also a very lofty prophet, he wasn't so high as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why when he prophesied, he used the word koi. Koi is that. That is what God said, not this. That means a little bit further. With this, we can understand something very interesting and important, between parentheses. It is impossible, and this is one of the fundamentals of the Torah, it is impossible to go against the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because any other prophet in the face of the earth, in whole history, even Moshiach, is only going to be close to Moshe Rabbeinu in his level of prophecy. But none other prophet will ever reach the level of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because we saw in the giving of the Torah, God talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We heard God, and we heard Moshe, and we saw this conversation, and therefore, he's the highest level of prophecy ever. That's why it doesn't really matter whomever comes and whomever says, I have the words of God, and so on. We don't care. We don't care, because Moshe Rabbeinu is higher than that. So let's close parentheses. The point is that, again, Moshe Rabbeinu was closest to heaven and further from earth. And Ishaya was closer to earth and further from heaven. That's why they use opposite languages. Again, in a very simple explanation, so the heavens and the earth would be witnesses between God, the covenant between God and the Jewish people. And they both had to hear the same language. But when you go a little bit deeper into this, if Moshe Rabbeinu was so close to heaven that he used the word listen, like closeness, why did he have to talk about the earth? And if Ishaya, the other way around, if Ishaya was closest to the earth, why did he have to talk about the heavens at all? Like, Moshe should have said, listen, the heavens. Point. Ishaya should have said, listen, the earth. And point. That's it. And there would be two witnesses and so on. This comes to teach us that in whatever level you find yourself, whatever level of keeping the will of God, whatever level of knowledge you have, whatever level of Judaism you express and so on, you actually need two ideas, two expressions. You need a spiritual life, which is, so to speak, Moshe Rabbeinu closest to the heavens, and you need a physical life, a material life, which is represented by Ishaya, closer to the earth. In other words, even if you are a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, a very spiritual person, never forget that your spirituality has to express itself in a daily life, in a day-to-day action. In other words, has to modify, has to affect the world in a good way. It's not enough to be very spiritual. It has to express itself in a daily life. And the other way around, Ishaya, he was a very earthly, so to speak, in the level of Ishaya, whatever that means. But he was a very earthly person. He was closest to the earth. But even if your life is an expression, so to speak, of godliness, of good deeds and so on in a material way, you need a spiritual support for that. It's not enough just to do good. You have to do good and strive for higher and higher spiritual levels of your life. That's why we have both great prophets with both expressions, not just Moshe talking about the heavens and Ishaya talking about the earth, because every single person has to strive to grow in both levels, material level and spiritual level.